Well, so it's going to be a soggy football weekend on the East Coast as high school teams barrel towards their all-important homecoming games in November. But some schools won't be playing. Now, we've spoken about concerns about pro football. A third of former pro players will end up with severe cognitive problems. And now some high school officials are paying attention. Last year, we reported on Caro High School in Michigan. They ended their season early after athletes suffered too many concussions. And now in Missouri, the Maplewood-Richmond Heights School District didn't even field a team this year. Last June, the board canceled the season because of injuries and low student participation. The team started out with 20 players, less than the state recommends, and they ended up with 15. Maplewood, Missouri School Board President Nelson Mitten is with us. And Nelson, how tough was that decision to cancel? Football is part of high school DNA.
Well, it was very hard. Less than 5 years ago, we were in the state championship. So it was extremely difficult to make this decision. But by the same token, when you simply don't have the student interest there, to some degree, the decision is dictated by that.
Yeah, and this decline isn't just in your school district. According to the National Federation of State High School Associations, male high school football participation is down 2.4% in the past 5 years, with only 1.08 million participants this year. A million, though, is still a lot. Did you have other schools contact you to talk about this decision?
Not really. We did a survey of other schools of our size within the state and found out that only one other school of our size had both a football and a soccer program for boys, both of which were in the fall here. But other than that, we really did not have other schools contact us about the decision.
So what do the kids say about this, those 15 that wanted to play, and the alumni maybe who are on your championship team?
I think they're upset and obviously concerned about it. But when you don't have the numbers and the likelihood of injury is great, I think they are understanding of that fact. The majority of students that were interested in playing varsity athletes were freshmen and sophomores who did not have a whole lot of experience, and therefore we were going to be sending them out there as a varsity team against opponents that were physically larger as well as more skilled. And when you have that sort of situation, that's just ripe for significant injuries.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, too, if you're watching the stats this season, so far three players have died. The most recent was at Warren Hills Regional High School. This was a star quarterback, Evan Murray, there in New Jersey. His spleen, it turned out, was enlarged, and it was lacerated in a hit. And that was just this past weekend. But you know, five players died last year. You know, some might say, well, that, you know, there's hundreds and thousands of kids playing, but deaths during a sport are pretty worth noting. I'm just wondering your thoughts on as you watch that this season.
Well, obviously, deaths are the extreme. They do happen occasionally, and it is upsetting to see that. And from our perspective, though, what we were seeing were permanent injuries. We had a significant ACL tear. We had a couple of major concussions on our players, and we don't know the long-term effects of those. And I think, you know, some people are focusing on, well, this is just football. But I think any sort of sport that might have those sorts of injuries needs to be analyzed and make sure that you're providing a safe and appropriate environment for our children to enjoy sports.
But are you hearing from people who might say, maybe parents who might say, look, this is just a few years for these kids. They won't ever have that hard a hit. They're not good enough to play college football, though they certainly won't be in the pros. Teams are character building, and it's so much a part of the stuff of a town, you know, pom-poms and leaves and Thanksgiving Day games. Are you hearing that from anyone?
Surprisingly, no. I've only heard from a couple of parents in informal conversations that were concerned about that. I urged them to come to the board and speak to us about it. None of them came. We have also heard some rumblings from alumni because our high school does have a long tradition of good high school football teams. However, I believe that anyone that really analyzes the situation and looks at the fact that the students are pretty much voting with their feet, and when the team you do field is just kind of undersized and getting injured, you know, it's not appropriate to continue with that sort of sport.
So what are you going to do for homecoming weekend?
This event has caused us to refocus our entire homecoming. We are going to have a homecoming game. However, it's going to be a soccer game. And we are actually beefing up activities and doing things, knowing that the community wants this sort of homecoming celebration, and knowing that we can still provide that sort of celebration around a sport other than football, one that is being celebrated. For example, our soccer team is now ranked one of the top 10 in the area. And so we're just changing the sport for the game. We're not changing homecoming.
Nelson Mitten, president of the Maplewood Richmond Heights, Missouri School Board. Nelson, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So soccer at homecoming. Has your school been talking about discontinuing football? Let us know. HereAndNow.org.